A letter to my brother. Dear Wolf, I have decided to write you this letter as it's the best way I can express my feelings and let you know how much you mean to me. As I start writing, I realise this is the most important letter I will ever write. There has been a lot said in the last week, but I thought a nice little letter would sum it all up for us and could be kept forever. I couldn't have asked for a better little brother. From a very young age, you were destined to be our rock star. You moved to Sydney at the age of 17 with 70 centuries already to your name with your homegrown technique. All I ever wanted was for you to look up to me as your big brother. I still can't believe that I'm here saying my final goodbyes. Even though you are my little bro, you have taught me so much. You have given me confidence, strength. You supported me and gave me a strong desire to succeed. Everyone will have memories of you, but I will cherish our childhood memories forever. Our backyard cricket battles were incredible. You always had to win and keep batting on for days. I bowled to you for hours, and even though my body is sore and tired, I'm very glad that I played a major part in you achieving your dreams. The reason that I'm in Sydney and where I am today is mainly because of you. You told me to move to Sydney when I just turned 21. And I didn't hesitate to move. I was on the first flight because I wanted to share this journey with you. You always had the good looks. You always had the hair. And who said you needed braces to have a smile? You never took a bad photo, bruh. I'll never forget the time, I think you were 16, you needed a break, and you decided you just ran away to the Central Coast for 3 days. You asked me to keep a secret from Mum and Dad. I mean, how would they have ever known? There are lots of stories I could share, and while many are not appropriate for today, here are a few I'd like to share with you. I'll miss the regular calls, whether you're at home, interstate, or overseas, and all the messages, just to check that you had the spelling right of the tricky and the not so tricky words. What about the weekly picture messages with an update of your rig? Although at times you fluctuated, I reckon the last image was spot on. You look pretty fit, bros. I'll miss our nights from the palace in Mortlake to Cargo in Darling Harbour, a combination I'll never forget. And finally, our last stand. The ground was Pratton Park. The opposition was Mossman, of whom I'm quite fond. Now I'm quite fond. The game ended up being a fitting final stand between us. A partnership of 210 was capped off with you throwing me the ball and having faith in me to produce my best first grade figures of 5-for-19 off 10 overs. A game that I'll never forget, and I'm proud to have been able to share this moment with you. My promises to you. Firstly, I'll take good care of Mum, Dad, Megan, and of course your beloved cows. I promise to keep an eye on the investment market for some future business conversations down the track, which we have discussed daily for the past 2 years. I promise to get back on the horse and play the game we both loved. I will endeavour to become the best player I can be. Now it's time to say goodbye, bruh. Take care. I miss you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you again for all the memories. I love you now and forever. Love your big brother, Jace.